Brother John, please read from Jeremiah 38.
Okay, 38, begin at 14.
Then Zedekiah the king sent and had Jeremiah the prophet brought to him for third entrance to the house of the Lord. And the king said to Jeremiah, I will ask you something. Hide nothing from me. Jeremiah said to Zedekiah, if I declare to you, you will not surely put me to death, and if I give you advice, you will not listen to me. So Zedekiah the king swore secretly to Jeremiah, saying, as the Lord lives to murder very souls, I will not put you to death, nor will I give you the hand of these men who seek your life. Then Jeremiah said to Zedekiah, thus says the Lord, the God of hosts, the God of Israel, if you surely surrender the king of Babylon to princes, then these souls shall live. Well, that was my place. The city shall not be burned with fire, and you and your house shall live. If you do not surrender to the king of Babylon's princes, then the city shall be given into the hand of the Chaldeans. They shall burn it with fire, and you shall not escape from their hand. And Zedekiah the king said to Jeremiah, I am afraid of the Jews who are defected the Chaldeans, lest they deliver me into their hand, and they abuse me. But Jeremiah said, they shall not deliver you. Please, obey the voice of the Lord, which I speak to you. So it shall be well with you, and your soul shall live. But if you refuse to surrender, this is the word that the Lord has shown me. Now, behold, all the women who are left in the king of Judah's house shall be surrendered to the king of Babylon's princes. And those women shall say, your close friends have been set upon you and have prevailed against you. Your feet are sunk in the mire, and they have turned away again. So they shall surrender all your wives and children to the Chaldeans. You shall not escape from their hand, but shall be taken by the hand of the king of Babylon, and he shall cause the city to be burned with fire. The end.
Okay, hello? Thank you.
Oh, okay.
This passage is it's not very popular. I mean, you know, you don't hear this all the time. But what I like about it is it's very clear what's happening here. Jeremiah has gotten word from the Lord for everyone in Jerusalem and Judah, for that matter, to surrender to the king of Babylon. I know there's some overlap to other previous calls, but to me it ties in nicely with this morning. The bottom line is Zedekiah was asked to surrender, and he's told if he refuses surrender in verse 18, you will not escape. So what I like about this is, although the analogy isn't perfect, of course, because it's not the same for us. We don't have, like, you know, someone asking us to surrender here. But you know, the concept is the same. If we surrender our lives, we'll keep it. We'll have eternal life. If we don't surrender, then we'll perish. I mean, it is that simple. You need to repent. Therefore, you need to surrender. So Zedekiah says in verse 19, but I am afraid to surrender, the king said, for the Babylonians may hand me over to the Judeans who have defected to him. So in other words, he's not placing his trust in God. He would rather you know, stick to his guns and be the king than let go and trust in God. Because Jeremiah is telling him in verse 20, your life will be spared and all will go well for you. But if you refuse to surrender, this is what the Lord has revealed to me. And he goes on to say, you know, all the women's going to taunt him, and your wives and children will be led out to the Babylonians. So he couldn't let go. Zedekiah was not able to let go. He was defiant. He was defiant to the king of Babylon. He was defiant to God. And so many in Jerusalem wanted to kill Jeremiah because he was preaching for people to surrender to God. And they held their national standing, so to speak, in a higher regard than their spiritual standing with God, because they didn't have the ears or the eyes to listen to Jeremiah. they would rather just, you know, maintain their sense of, you know, pride in their identity as Jews rather than surrender to the king of Babylon as Jeremiah is preaching. So this is just one example. It's the first, and it is an example not to follow because Zedekiah is too afraid. And he chose to please himself and his people rather than please God.